Okay, so we left off yesterday. We were discussing the machlekes that emanated from between the Tam Shita and Sanhedrin Daf Yud and the Ramban and the Maseches Machos, multiple machlekes. But the point that we were being omer on yesterday was how each one of them understood the idea of Kibbutz Ramine. So there are really two very, very different ways of understanding Kibbutz Ramine. One is to say that there's a Chiyav Misa, so there is no Chiyav Mam, finished. The Chiyav Mam doesn't exist. But the other way to say it is that not the Chiyav Mam doesn't exist. The Chiyav Mam does exist, it's just that it's covered by the Chiyav Misa. The Chiyav Misa includes in it Yesh B'chol Masai Mani, Yesh B'chol Onesh HaChomer, Onesh HaKal. It's covered by the Onesh HaChomer. So we presented that as a machlekes within the Tam and the Ramban. The Ramban, in the beginning of Machas, says clearly that phraseology that Ramban and the Rizbol say that it's Yesh B'chol Masai Mana. And Rabbi Tam's understanding that you need Hazam L'Cholecha V'Yechad, and therefore Kibbutz Ramine is going to fall short, and therefore Misal Zeh Mom L'Zeh Be'inim Zomen is going to have to be Chayav, that's obviously all undermining that idea of the Ramban. So we ended off the end of the Shia yesterday, beginning down in Numahalach, that maybe there's a split between the two. Maybe some Kibbutz Ramines work one way and others work other ways, and we started to give a little bit of a background, then we hit the buzzer yesterday. Let's try to pick up from that point. So we mentioned that there's a famous Gemara in Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia that says a chiddush about Kibbutz Ramine, that Estan Asotar Filo Balimo, even though Estan Zona only makes sense when there was a chiyuv mamon to give her, when you give it to her b'toras chiyuv of schirus, that's considered to be an Estan Zona. So the Gemara is a tremendous chiddush that even though you were bal imo and you were chayav misas based in, and you really presumably weren't chayav to give her the money, afapichein Estan Asotar. The question is, why is that? Like Mehechatei say, why should it be so? Rava convinced us that it was true, and we left off at the end of the show yesterday. We weren't really sure why it's true. Why is that so? So in passing, somebody mentioned, I think you mentioned yesterday, for the Meiri, whether you knew the Meiri or not, the Meiri says the reason why Estan Asatara is because Kibbutz Ramine doesn't apply to a Ischaivus Bidas. It doesn't apply to a Chiyav that you accepted upon yourself. Kibbutz Ramine is when there's a Chiyav being superimposed by the Torah. It means I have to pay for the damages. I have to pay for the Chiyav Einus. That's called Kibbutz Ramine. If I agree to pay you as a worker, I pay you Schiris Polim, that's not even in the parish. It's not an Einish. It's not an Einish Mammon. That's not a Kibbutz Ramine. But we're not going to go down that route. That's an interesting idea, but Rashi and Taisus don't go down that route. Both Rashi and Taisus, both in Rabbi Kamen and Rabbi Matiyah. I mean, say it again.
So then, if that's how he defines Kimlay, wouldn't that mean he also understands that Nezikin has to be paid Nezikin back as an Onish as well?
I wouldn't know if I'd use the absolute word Onish, but it's not his Chavis Bidas. When I break your window, I have to pay, not because I accepted upon myself to pay. It's not the same as hiring a worker. It's not the same as borrowing money.
It sounds like it's more than just having to compensate. It sounds almost like it's punitive.
Okay, so maybe can we learn Baba Kama? So when I learn Baba Kama, how many years? 3 years from now. So we have to talk about that, about how much you're paying Tashlum and Nezek is as a penalty, how much is in the compensation. Okay, well, Rashi, that's, we got to work that out for us in 3 years from now. Okay, good. Back to the story. So come Rashi and Taisin say that the Emes HaPshat they think in the Gemara is as follows. Come Libidramine just means that the person is not chayef to pay in Beis Din Shel Matha, but in Beis Din Shel Mala, not the chayef to pay. Lefi Yeshir, Lefi Midas HaDin of Beis Din Shel Mala, just because you burnt down the guy's house on Shabbos, you're potter to pay. When you come to the Kisya Kov, the Achamev Yasim Shana, they're going to show you a bill for the house that you burned down. Beis Din's hands are tied in this world. So why do you have to pay? What's the shayla? Why do you have to say Sedei Shemayim? They say, when you pay, let's say Sedei Shemayim, so it turns out that it's chalon and Hashem Tashlumen. It's not a gift that you're giving to the Zayna. It's chalon, and even the fee chayshem mishpat of this world, it's chalon and Hashem Tashlumen. Since there's a chiyav, let's say Sedei Shemayim, that transforms your giving of this sheep as a chalei shem estan. It's chalon and Hashem schiris poilim, even though you weren't mechuyev to, but once you did it to do what you're supposed to do, it's not a gift, it's a schiris poilim, and the mitzvah subject to the psul of estan asur's Torah. That's Rashi and Tosfos pshat in that statement, that cryptic statement of Rava, estan asur's Torah filo bal imay. So whereas the Meiri said that estan asur's Torah teaches us that Kibbutz Ramine doesn't apply to schiris poilim, Rashi and Tosfos says, no, it does, of course it does. Kibbutz Ramine applies in full force. It's just that it's still chayiv like any other kibbutz ramine. It's no different from any other kibbutz ramine, which is still chayiv, let's say, Sedei Shemayim. And the chiyuv, let's say, Sedei Shemayim has the ability to transform the payment to a halachic payment called an esther, not just a matana b'yama. That's Rashi and Tosfos pshat in the Gemara. So Tosfos got into big, big problems based on this. Tosfos got into a big, big problem later on in Masechet Sanhedrin. We spoke a lot about this in the Shepsicha. It does get into a big problem, because there's a Gemara later on Sanhedrin, leaving out all the details right now. There's a machlekes in the Gemara about a certain scenario, whether it's covered by Kamla Ramanei or not. And what happened, they said again, it doesn't matter. If it's a Chavish, those who learned the 8th Perek, wonderful, they'll appreciate it. But it doesn't really matter for our purposes. There is a scenario out there that was a machlekes amaroim, whether Kamla Ramanei applies or not. And lo and behold, Rava was the victim of a theft that was now a machlekes, whether Kamla Ramanei applies or not. And Rava happened to hold that it doesn't apply, but since others held that it does apply, so Rava wanted to be extra firm. He didn't want to take back that item that was returned to him. So he tells a story: somebody stole his ezim, his goats, and as machlekes whether they have to pay back or not. Was it kibud ramane? Was above machteres? A whole chagaja. That's a good line. Chagaja. That's a good line. I didn't mean that. Goats, ezim. Okay, that was a good line. Not planned. So Rav Isai, get it down, Asha. An extra month of other for all the extra firm jokes. Okay. So the bottom line is, Rava refused to accept payment in deference to that shita that maybe was covered by Kamla Ramanei. Atat Divrei Gemara. What do you mean Rava refused to accept payment? Even Al Atzad, that it was subject to Kamla Ramanei, there's still Chayav Otzei Shdei Shamayim. So why did Rava feel so guilty about taking the goats back? If you would tell me Kamla Ramanei is absolutely patur, not chayv at all, zero zippo, then Rava didn't want to take something that was a chashash gezel, because according to that shita, that it was covered by Kamla Ramanei, which we don't paskin like, so when the Beis Din is forcing them to give it back, when the guy is coming to give it back to me, so I'm not really entitled to it. Didi Muhammad said I'm entitled to it. So then he didn't want to touch anything that had a smacks of gezel on it. But if you tell me that b'lav hochi, bein kavacho, they were chayv to give it back, also say stei shemayim, so why was Rava hesitating? Why didn't Rava just take it back with open arms? That's Taisus Kashim. But Taisus says in Sanhedrin, the reason why Rava didn't want to take it back was because the Ganovim were real Amdanim. They only wanted to give it back because they thought they were really Mechulif to give it back. They weren't such from Ganovim. Sometimes they're from Ganovim, sometimes not such from Ganovim. So they weren't such a Taisus Shemayim mix. If and when Dazin's going to hold them responsible, then they're willing to give it back. But just the Taisus Shemayim, they're not interested in giving back the Taisus Shemayim. So Rava didn't want to take it on false pretense because even though Aliba the MS, according to the way we paskin like Rav Atacha, the MS then is Kamla Ramanei didn't apply here for technical reasons. So they were really MS Achayev to give it back. But Rav wanted to be extra firm. He wanted to be Chayshesh. Maybe his colleagues were right that maybe there's no Kamla Ramanei. I'm sorry, maybe there is Kamla Ramanei here. And according to his colleagues, it would turn out that they're only giving it back with her Satsay Stei Shemayim, which they weren't particularly interested in doing. So Rav didn't want to accept those ease and those goats on those false pretenses. That's how Tosfos sizes up the sugya. Baruch Hashem, we can breathe a sigh of relief. Almost. Why can we breathe a sigh of relief? Almost. Because comes the Ketzos, it makes the sugya more complicated. Again, this is all to get back to Rambam. We're getting back to Rambam and Rabbein Tam. Whether we'll get there today or Sunday, I can't tell you, but we're getting back there. So come Tosfos, and there's the Kasha on this basis, on this entire sugya. Comes the Ketzos and says, if you take a look at Rashi of the Metziah, with the Tzadi Aleph, Rashi says, that when you chayiv letzeis de shemayim, there's a corollary being chayiv letzeis de shemayim. You know what the corollary is? Who remembers from last year? Tfisa works. If you owe me money letzeis de shemayim, I can grab it. Because you mama showed me the money. If I grab something that you're not chayiv letzeis de shemayim, what do we call that? There's another name for tfisa when you're not chayiv letzeis de shemayim. We call it geneva, gezeila, right? But if you chayiv letzeis de shemayim, what that means is, Beis Din's hands are tied. Good, Beis Din, I don't need your hands. Keep your hands tied, Beis Din. I'm going to use my own hands. That's what Tfisa means. So Rashi has an equation. Rashi says in Bava Metziah Dav Tzadi Aleph, if and when there's a Chiyuv Letzeis De Shemayim, such as Kamla Ramanei, that's the case Rashi is talking about. Whenever you have a Letzeis Yedei Shemayim, such as Kamla Ramanei, that leads to the ability to have Tfisa. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Comes the Ketzos and says, now the Gemara says that it becomes even more difficult to understand. Why? These guys who are giving back the Ezim, they're handing the Ezim over to Rava. So Rava wants to be extra specially firm and say, I don't want Ezim. You know why? Because maybe Kamla Ramanei applies. Maybe. Beinenu, it doesn't really apply. But maybe it applies. So I don't want to touch anything that's gezela. And they're not interested in giving it to me because they only want to be, I'd say, based in Shomath. They're not interested in based in Shomala. So I don't want to take it without their consent, so to speak. Frektik Tzais, what's the kasha?
who cares if the tefillah
works? Who cares what their consent is? You can do tefillah on it and you're allowed to take it. Even the worst case scenario that there is a din of kilim dramina here, but there's still a chiyuv tzeis de shemayim. Since there's a chiyuv tzeis de shemayim, so memela, you could take it als tefisa. Don't take it als they're giving it out of the goodness of their heart. They're giving it out of the badness. They don't really want to give it to you. Why should that be worse than tefisa? If tefisa works, why should a nesina without the proper consent of the ganavim be one rung lower than tefisa itself? So says the Tzais, Tzais only solves half the problem. Because Tzais probably didn't hold that Tfisa works. Tzais held that Yechavet says Deshimayim, Lav Dafka Tfisa works. So according to Tzais, they solved the dilemma by just saying, well, Rava didn't want to take it without the proper consent of the Dasba of the Ganovim. But we, Rashi holds that Tfisa works. Rashi holds that Tfisa works. So what is wrong with taking these Ezim? What is worse? Why is this any worse than Tfisa? That's the Tzais' formulation of a Kasher. So you're going to tell me Tfisa is not a night. You're not going to tell me
that?
I don't know. I thought you could tell me. If you're not going to tell me, I won't answer you. What do you want to tell me?
If you mean by not nice thing, meaning that Rava is not going strictly according to Halacha, but he doesn't want them coming back later and casting aspersions on it.
I don't know. They're going to write, they're going to start blogging Rava. I don't know.
They're
going to
say that Rava tricked him, man, because Rava doesn't want
them. It's like reading like a mystery novel. I don't know. They're just simple, you know. It's hard for me to go back to Babel in the 400s. I would have loved to. It would be an exciting place to be, but you know, I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's read the Gemara, what it says in the Gemara. So,
yeah.
Wait. We're getting there. So this is a choices kasha. So again, so let's just chazer for a second. We have a Gemara Tanhedrin, Machlekes, where the applies to a specific case. Rava Paskin, it doesn't really, but some other people disagreed. He wanted to be chashish for them. The Ganovim give it back. Rava doesn't like it because they're not giving proper das. Practic Ktzais, forget proper das. Lo gar from Tefisa. Comes the Ktzais and says, Mitechem Yakusha, that not all come Lebidramines achayv letzeis de Shemayim, and therefore not all come Lebidramines carry with it that aspect of Tefisa. Tefisa and Tzeis Shemayim pretty much go hand in hand. They're weighted to one another, but not every Kilim Dramine does this apply to. Abrishka Taira, there are two kinds of Kilim Dramine. What are the two kinds of Kilim Dramine? Those who were with us last year, Ksuba, should well remember. There are two different scenarios of Kilim Dramine. One is classic, and one we could thank a man by the name of Chizkiya. Panadve Chizkiya. Classic Kilim Dramine brought to you by Parshas Mishpatim is described as the following case. I'll give you some examples. A guy with Edim and Hasra burns down somebody's house on Shabbos. What's going to happen to him? He's going to be taken to the base of Skila. On his way out, we say to him, all right, listen, we'll do you a favor. You don't have to bother paying. That's classic Kilim Dramine. Bo al Bitoy, as he's being taken out, the Misa, we tell him 50 shekel, it's on the house. Those are classic Kilim Dramines. And then there's a Mechudish that Kilim Dramine. That's introduced us by a man, but we have Tana Devichiski. Tana Devichiski darshan the pasuk to teach us. To come to the following conclusion, that if a person does an avera that in theory they should have been chayav visa for, in theory they should have, but for some technical reason they didn't quite be chayav. Why weren't they chayav? Maybe there was no what? Maybe there was no hasra. Maybe it was mamash shoygig. Maybe it was mamash. There was no beis din. I give you a half a million reasons why. Tad v'chiz geshi from a pasuk, that's also called kibbutz ramine. Echad chayv misas sheyin v'echad chayv misas mezidin. That's all. That's a subcategory of kibbutz ramine. It's a chiddush gadol, and I'll tell you a secret. Not everyone necessarily agrees to that, but we pass. That's tad v'chiz geshi. Everyone who learned ksubas last year knows we gave once given 20 shurim, assuming tad v'chiz geshi is correct last year. So we follow tad v'chiz geshi. Zok de ktzais, they're both true, but they're radically different from one another. How are they different, Zaptik Tzais? In classic Kibbutz Ramine, when the person is mamish killed, whose svara makes sense? Rabbi Natan or the Ramban? Conceptually, whose svara makes sense when there was a real Mises Beis that meted out to the person? Then you could say, Yesh Bechlal, Messiah Mona, Yesh Bechlal, Onishachom, Onishachom, you killed the guy. Licked in the killing of the guy is the taking away of his money. The money is nichol, the Onishachal is nichol in the Onishachom, or if and when the Onishachom was mamish meted out. If it's the lower level of Kibbutz Rabbah, if time to be Chizkiyah Zakhtik Tzais, you didn't do anything to the guy. The guy walked out scot free. Nothing happened to him. So, Das is Einish Acham or Einish Akal? Chambumites does that. What does Tanvei Chizkiyah mean? Tanvei Chizkiyah means there's a second type of Kibbutz Rabbah. The Kibbutz Rabbah, that means if you do an Aveira that's a Machayev of Misa, that's a point of Mammon. Not because you paid the Mammon. Where did you pay the Mammon? Who did you write the check to? You walked out scot free. Nothing to you. You didn't get a hairless thing off your head. Nothing happened to you. Where's the Teshlumi Mammon? The answer is there wasn't any. But that's a different kind of Kibbutz Rabbah. That's Kibbutz Rabbah where the Chi of Misa is a Paiter of the Chi of Mammon. But it's not that the Chi of Mammon Mamish took place. My Nafka Milodi, at the end of the day, you're not writing the check. You're not writing the check whether you they put you to death or whether they theoretically would have, could have, should have, but couldn't put you to death. What's the difference, Lamais, in terms of the check? Comes Iktais and says, let's say it's the Shemayim. Tfisa makes all the difference in the world. That you can argue Yechayev, let's say, Sedei Shemayim, and therefore the corollary being you Tfisa is an option. That makes sense, assuming that what? When does Chayev, let's say, Sedei Shemayim make sense? Listen to the words. You Chayev to pay the money because you haven't what? You haven't paid it yet. But if you paid with your life, what are we saying? You paid the money already. I wrote the check already. You didn't read it. You couldn't read it. It says $50 on it. It said something much worse. It said Chiyuv Skila on it. But I paid the money. How can you turn around to a guy and invoke the Ramban's law of this, put the guy to death, say that he had the Onesh HaKal already, and then send him a bill after death? How can you do that? He paid already. We have a double jeopardy. I'm not sure that was the right term, but you can't make him pay twice for the same crime. So according to this, what's for Chayv Tzeis Deshemayim? How could the Ramban say Chayv Tzeis Deshemayim? Doesn't make any sense. So Zechtik Tzeis, you're right. In the scenario of when a Misa HaChamura was actually meted out, which included in it the Einish and Mammon HaKal, it is Taka makes no sense, zero sense, to say that you're still Chayv Tzeis Deshemayim, and therefore Tfisa doesn't make any sense. But med devar mamurim, you could say yechayv tzeis deshemayim and this tefisa and the whole 9 yards. That only makes sense when the misa didn't happen. It was a chayv misa shegin. It was bizman hazeh. It was no hasra. It never really happened. It never really happened. Oh, so the tapad enish achomet didn't happen. It was a pait there. It was a pait in bezin shal mata, but not a pait in bezin shal mala. The chiyuv is still there. It's intact in bezin shal mala. As always, stating ktzais. This is a ktzais of ktzaisim. This is it. Classic ktzais. No? There's one piece of the puzzle left that the ktzais has to solve. What's the last piece of the puzzle? What does the ktzais have to say, everybody say? It's the last piece of the puzzle. The ktzais has to show you what the case in Sanhedrin, the end of the 8th parak of Sanhedrin, was what kind of kibbutz rabbah. He's trying to explain why there's taka no chiyuv tzeis deshemayim. Talk about why there's no option of tefisa. He's trying to explain why Rava didn't want to take those izim at any cost. He has to show you that the case in Sanhedrin of the 8th Perek is a case of what? Where what? Real Kibbutz Rabbah, the real McCoy, where the Misa was actually meted out. Because if the Misa wasn't meted out, then hey, wait a second. Then it says the Shemayim is still there. Tefisa is still an option. And we're trying to get as far away. We want to bump this out. We want a case in Sanhedrin in the 8th parak. There's no Tzeit Shemayim. There's no Tefisa. There's nothing. Because we are looking for the real McCoy, a Kibbutz Rabbah of Ramban's proportions. That's the kind of Kibbutz Rabbah that we're searching for. Are we going to accomplish that feat? So he's better accomplish it, or else the whole Shekhot Torah is wasted. What's the case in Sanhedrin? I didn't even tell you the case yet. I don't want to ruin the suspense. What was the case? What was that questionable Kibbutz Rabbah? Anyone knows? It was above Machteres, so what's the question about that? Above Machteres is classic Kibbutz Rabbah. It was above Machteres where he didn't break the barrel. What did he do? He stole the barrel. He took the barrel with him. And now, hey, wait a second. Is that called Kibbutz Rabbah? We're not asking you to pay the barrel for the barrel. We ask you to return the missing barrel. Is that called Kibbutz Rabbah? Oh, that was a machlokes. Rav and Rab. Everyone got into that discussion. But it was the case of Baba Machteres. Rabbi Yisai, is Baba Machteres Kibbutz Rabbah number one? Classic? Kibbutz Rabbah of Parshas Mishpatim? Or is Baba Machteres the Kibbutz Rabbah of Tanya Tevei Chizkiyah? Which one is it? Which one do you think Baba Machteres is closer to? Bar Machteris, Reidif, right? Which one is it? Which one would you put it into? No, it's in the parasha, but I'm saying, the what's the difference between the two? Here the guy's mamish killed, and here the guy was never really killed. Right? What?
He wasn't killed.
What's the shaila? Of course there's a tad of Yechizkiah. What's the question? This doesn't bode well for the Ktosis Pshat. Because the whole goal of the Ktosis Pshat is to say, the reason why there's no Latzeis Tishimayim, and there's no Tfisa, in this case of Baba Machteris, this questionable Baba Machteris Kibbutz Ramine, is because this is Kibbutz Ramine number one, and therefore the Misa was already meted out. If the Misa was already meted out, double jeopardy, can't make him pay twice. Where in the world was the Misa meted out to? Who gave him Misa? The guy's alive and well returning goats next week. He's alive. He's the Choladeus. He's not even brain dead. He's alive the Choladeus. That'll wake some guys up here. New Rabbi said, new. So what's Pshat? How can the Ktzais pull this off for you? How do you guys just sit there, 1:45 on Thursday at the end of the week, I know, and just let the Ktzais pull the wool over your eyes? What? What? No, no. Sorry, I got it. Not cheap. Got it. Okay. Put it on the list. Yeah, Osher Becker, what do you tell us? Ooh, so Osher has an unbelievable new approach to what death is. I'm going to give you three people. I want you to tell me whether they're dead or not. The person in the Parshas Mishpatim. The examples of the Mishnayos. The easiest case. Guy burns down a house on Shabbos. Beis Din cashes him with Eidim and Asra. They give him skila. Okay? They gave him skila already. Question. Alive or dead?
Dead.
Good. Okay, you guys could all become doctors. Okay, dead. At the Berber Maskim, medical field. Okay, I don't want to be married. Aloch. Okay, good. Dead. All right? The lawyers agree he's Maskim. Legally he's dead. Medically he's dead. Dead l'chol ha'deis. Okay, good. Another guy. A classic Tanya Dvei Chizkiya. He kills somebody. The same time that he killed somebody, he became chayv mamon or something. It's time to bring him to Beis Din and say, what happened? You killed somebody. So? Don't you know you're not going to kill anybody? I never heard of that. We learned very slow Chumash when I was young. We never got to the Seres Dibros. We stopped at the beginning of Parshas Bo. That was it. We never got to Parshas Yisrael. You're not allowed to kill somebody? Don't you remember from Parshas Noach? I thought that was only for Goyim. I thought, I didn't understand that. I didn't chop. I'm so chatosif. I'm so sorry. So what do we do to him? We say, okay, try better next time. All right. We go back to fifth grade. But what do we apply to him? Kimu Dramine. Tanz Vichizkis Kimu Dramine. This guy, alive or dead, not the guy who was killed, the guy, the Rotzeach. You know, I don't like this case, Rotzeach. I'll tell you why, because it's too bloody. But it's going to mix us up with Roder, so forget about him. Michal Shabbos. He burns down a house. He thought it was Tuesday. The Mamish thought it was Tuesday. A little confused. So they start screaming at him. What do you mean you thought it was Tuesday? Didn't you say Shir Shayon today? And wake up for davening. It's always Tuesday. So what do we do with him? We say, okay, you know, we'll try better next time. Maybe get you, buy you a calendar, whatever. We'll send you an email on Friday. What time? Lech Benjamin. We'll hope for the better next week. But at the end of the day, this guy is walking out scot-free. Is he alive or dead? Tell me. Alive. So we have one person who's dead, another guy who's alive. And now we have a third guy. He's a Reidef Achachavei, right? He's a Baba Machter, same thing. And at that same moment, he's breaking barrels or taking barrels or doing something or others. I want you to focus on that little snip of his life. Okay, at the moment that he's Baba Machter, from 10 to 2 to 5 to 2, for those 5 minutes, alive or dead? Tell me.
Dead.
Medically, he's alive.
Medically, he's alive. Good answer. Dr. Berman at Kapaskin, he's alive. But all the paskins legally or halachically, he's what? He's dead. How do I know he's dead? Prove to me that he's dead. Ein lo damim. If somebody shoots him right now, are they chayav misa? Why not? Because they killed a dead person. Aye, when he comes out of the machteres and he goes back home, you just experienced, you just saw what? In your own two eyes. Atchis amesim. He was dead. Apidini was dead for those 5 minutes. Zok, sois. Since he was dead, We will manish him. We gave him a chi of Misa. We paskened up a din on his head. We said, Doma Bereshcha, we paskened on him that he is dead, and therefore he's a Gavra Ketila, and therefore he's a Kimmel Rai. Baba Machteris is a Kimmel Rabbinay of number one, not of number two. Azoy stating Ktzois. And that's the reasons of Ktzois. Since he's such a super duper duper Kimmel Rabbinay, he's Pashas Mishpatim, you don't need to tell the Chizki for him. Therefore, this kind of Baba Machteris is a Ramban kind of Kimmel Rabbinay. Therefore, there's no one says Deshemayim. There's no Karolei of Tvisa. And that's why the Gemara said Heder makes perfect sense. Azok Tzois. This is like Chok Tzois. I want to think about this. I spent a weekend thinking about this Tzois. He showed you there are two kinds of Kibbutz Rabbinei. They work in radically different ways. And then he went ahead and put the Bomachteris into the category that in a million years I wouldn't have put him into. So Gevalik Pshat, he said, who knows what's the weakness? We mentioned it at the Shia Psicha. Rashi himself doesn't say this. Rashi himself, Tabole, says, and later on Sanhedrin, that the reason why Bava Machteris says Kibbutz Rabbinei is because of Tanz V'Chizkiya. The Ktzois is not a bad pshat, but not according to Rashi. The Yad Ramah says like the Ktzois. The Ktzois didn't have a Yad Ramah, but the Yad Ramah states like the Ktzois, that Bava Machteris is number one Kibbutz Rabbinei, not number two Kibbutz Rabbinei. But the problem, of course, of the Ktzois is it's a gevaldik alumdash pshat in and of itself in a bubble. But to say this pshat in Rashi, to solve the tfisa problem with das Rashi, it falls short. But it's a gevaldik pshat for our purposes, it's great. It's not going to help you in the 8th parak. That's why we're talking about it now. We're not learning the 8th parak. If we learn the 8th parak, it wouldn't be such a great pshat. It's a great pshat, but it doesn't solve the Rashi dilemma about tfisa. But in and of itself, it highlights, it really, really crystallizes in our thinking the machlokes in the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam. And the fundamental possibility is really a split between the two. He actually attributes the split to the Marshal. He quotes the Marshal, said the beginnings of this round, the Ktzois elaborated upon it. Marshal / Ktzois developed this idea that there are really two different tracks of Kibbutz Rabbinei. Sometimes, in effect, the Ramban is right, and sometimes the Beit HaTam is right. Yeah, that punishment we gave, we killed him. Because you're a doctor, that's why. Because you look at heartbeats. If you see a heartbeat, he's still alive. The doctor sees that al pi halacha, we declare he's dead. So he's dead. We'll have a symposium, medical and legal definitions of death. Because Dr. Berman, this is because you spent so many years of your life in a hospital, and you think that dead people mean that they don't have a heartbeat anymore. So I'm telling you that al pi din, he's dead. You're passionate about him. Ain't lo. Right? Ain't lo damim. He doesn't have any blood. He doesn't have any blood. He's dead. Dead. Dead as a doorknob.
Even if we're going to say that he's dead, does that mean that he was given death as a punishment?
Yeah, we declared he's dead. Beis Din, the halacha. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, it's Gaven dead. Dead. How many more times do I have to say the same thing? It's getting very not so cheery. This is not the most, you know, this is not the most cheery sugya. I went to that chavrus, we were learning Yesh Noichlin one year. And we were learning for about 6 months about everyone dying and Yerush, everything back. And also in the middle of the year, he said to me, you know, this is really not such a cheery parak. I thought it was an exciting parak. I guess the problem when you start to think about, a good thing in learning is don't, who was with us when we learned Yivamas? Remember the Bula, the Kohen Gadol business? Remember that? So we spent maybe a month on the sugi of the Kohen Gadol's Ma'anis, the Besula, the Ba'ula, and the whole story is with Yevamos, and Ksuba said the same stories. So one of the boys said something like, I forgot already what it was, said to me after Shira something. He says, how could it be? Is it Kohen Gadol's Ma'anis a girl and he's still Kohen Gadol? So he was learning this sugya like through the eyes of like 2016, like, you know, we're creating an abuse scandal. You know, that wasn't the goal of the sugya ksuba stuff. You know, Yevamos stuff chaf. We're talking. You know, it doesn't matter the detail. You know, the periphery. Those all the. We're discussing Esi Dechalosa say. We're discussing, you know, Esi She'ena Shem B'kol, Be'ula Kain Gadol. Here also, we're talking about a lumdus of Kibbutz Rabbinei, partly about the guy, whether his heart's beating or not. That doesn't interest me. I don't mean it. Okay? Got it. All right, good. Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam agree with the Ktzois. The Ktzois is just developing that. Ramban's half the time right, and Rabbeinu Tam's half the time right. The Ktzois is trying to walk the tightrope between them. Okay? Yeah. I don't know. Wouldn't Rabbeinu Tam have raised this? I don't know what Rabbeinu Tam was saying.
So we say after din that he's dead, but once he comes back to life, why don't we say that the chi of a mammon also comes?
Chi of a mammon comes back to life. I mean, you're going to tell me now he's not chayav mitzvahs because he came back to life. I mean, like the poskim talk about, guy goes to open heart surgery, so he's dead. Now when he comes back, he's plucked with mitzvahs, got to be Megayer again. We usually don't assume that way. So, I don't know. Too long. We got two science fiction here.
Does the Kittos have any proof for this?
Proof for which part?
For this chiluk that he's making between the
Talmud and the Vikram. There's a Marshal that said it, and he quotes the Marshal, and he says, Ein il el adivri nevius. And he says, but after b'chid, I'm going to give you a svara to explain it, and then he explains it also. Pin it on the Marshal. Okay, very sad, good. So this is all the aside. This we didn't even touch it. This is still the Shiran from yesterday's shiur. Moisai, let's backtrack for a second. We have really two fundamental machloksim that are playing out in the sugyas of Kilma V'Drahmina. One is the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam against the Ramban, and one is the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam against the who? Against the Rivam. Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban was, how do you understand conceptually every Kilma V'Drahmina? That the Onesh HaKal really happened, or it was Niftar, it never really had to happen. That was Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. And then there was another Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, which is really our main sugi. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban was almost peripheral. The main sugi was Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam, as to whether Misla Zeh, Mam Lazeh is covered by Kilma V'Drahmina. Do you think there's any connection between these two Machlokes? I mean, there are external connections, tangential connections almost, because if you learn the Gemara Machas this way, then you get in a tug of war. You got to learn the Gemara, you know, in Tzubas this way. You got to learn the Gemara Zeh. So there are textual connections between the two, but are there conceptual connections between the two?
It only makes sense to say that you have the college kid back. It's the same. It's two different people. You know, then you can't say that.
Okay, sir. Where did you hear that from?
The last year.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. But we're going to add to that. Hopefully, a little bit more. So, everybody say, if I would stop you and ask you, the Rivam who says that Misla Zeh Mam Lazeh is not part of Kibbutz Ramina. Oh yeah, he had a raya from Akamar, read Akamar a certain way. Okay, good. Every all those things I wrote. But Tachlis, the Rivam says, almost as a leap of faith, Kibbutz Ramina is limited only when Kiev goes to the same person. Conceptually, watch that yourself. How would you explain that logically to somebody? L'chora, it's based on the following. As you said correct, partially because you recorded me, so we hope we said correct. The Rivam, who is limiting Kimberly Ramanay, only if it's the same address, makes a tremendous amount of sense according to the Ramban's understanding of Kimberly Ramanay. Because according to the Ramban, what is really happening at Kimberly Ramanay? You're really writing a check. The check's being sent to the address, to the correct address. It's just, instead of being written with money, it's always been written with blood. It's being written with your life. It doesn't have a $50 mark on it, but it has more than 50. It's got your life on it. But the check is being deposited in whose account? In the rightful owner of that account. That's why the Rivam is saying, wait a second, hold the phone. But medvam amurim kim ramin, it makes any sense, is if I'm chayav misa to you, so when they kill me, I'm paying misa to you, in effect. That's what chayav misa lazeh means. The reitzeach, the edim zaymin, maybe the reidev. I'm chayav misa to Reuven. And part of my chayav misa that's being paid to Reuven is the check that's being paid with my life rather than with my cash. The minute that I have a misa lazeh, a mamon lazeh, that whole model breaks down. Who am I paying to? I'm paying with my misa, I mean chayav misa to Reuven, and then I'm paying a check to Shimon. Shimon's looking for the money in his account. He can't find it. Where is it? It doesn't exist. It's in the wrong bank account. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying. According to the Ramban's model, it's impossible to have Misa Lazeb, Mam Lazeb being covered by Kibbutz Ramina. The whole thing breaks down. if one would have taken the other shot of Kimli Ramine, the Kimli Ramine is not a Tashlum, and Kimli Ramine is a Poter. So what's the big deal? Who cares? I did a Chiyav Misa. So Echpatli, who am Chayav Misa to? Echmin Chayav Misa. My Chiyav Misa is a Poter. It's a Poter. Any Chiyav moment that I collected at that moment is covered by the Chiyav Misa. The Chiyav Misa Poters. So why should there be any difference who the Chiyav Misa was to? If we're correct in what we're saying, who is L'shitasoi? Very much L'shitasoi. Rabbeinu Tam is L'shitasoi. Rabbeinu Tam, who couldn't buy into the Rivam. Rabbeinu Tam, when you went into Rabbeinu Tam's Bismedrash, before you opened up Sanhedrin Daf Yud, and you asked Rabbeinu Tam, you said, "Hey, Rabbeinu Yankov, Rabbeinu Ishtam, tell me, what is Kimli Ramine? Explain to me the guts, the soul of Kimli Ramine." Zokt Rabbeinu Tam, Kimli Ramine is a put there. I never heard of what the Ramban's talking about. Kimli Ramine is a put there. And therefore, since Kimli Ramine is a put there, therefore Rabbeinu Tam couldn't go down the route of the revolve. It was impossible for him to Rabbeinu Tam couldn't contemplate his wildest dreams that Misla Zev Lomazah should be potter. Should be not covered himself. Should not be covered by Kimli Ramine. Of course it's covered by Kimli Ramine. So what's Agamar talking about? Rabbeinu Tam said, I'll tell you exactly what Agamar is talking about. Two bad words. What are the two bad words? What are the two words? According to Rabbeinu Tam, Agamar is only what? Edim Zomimin. And by Edim Zomimin, Taka makes a lot of sense. Because, says Rabbeinu Tam, Chayev L'Kayim Hazom L'Cholechad V'Yechad, which you're not doing, because I happen to disagree with who? With the Ramban. So the circle is complete. It's Dafka because Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Rivam that he disagrees with the Ramban. It's for the same reason. Rabbeinu Tam cannot learn the Rivam's Pshat because the Rivam's Pshat is predicated on the truth of the Ramban's Pshat. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam would disagree with the Rivam, by definition disagree with the Ramban. Rabbeinu Tam is mamash l'shitasei. Flying colors, Rabbeinu Tam. What we just did, Rabbi Isai, is we took two sugyas that the only thing they seem to have had in common is that they both talked about Kimli Ramine and bade them sugya achas. We said that the machlokes are Tam and the Ramban. The machlokes are Tam and the Ramban is mamash the same machlokes, identical machlokes. Really confident about Rabbeinu Tam, but I'm not so sure I have the Rivam down pat, and I'll tell you why. I am not convinced that the driving force in the Rivam's mind was the reason why Kimli Ramine doesn't apply the Misa Zeh Mamal Zeh is because of the Ramban's theory. I am not convinced that the Rivam holds that way, and I'll share with you why. This we didn't really say last year, so try to add a little bit more. Part of it we did, but not the punchline. The Rishonim get very, very, very jumpy against the Rivam. The Rivam was the Rishon who told us that Misla Zeh Mamal Zeh is not covered by Kimli Ramine. There are two bomb kashas that Tosfos asks against the Rivam. Mamish bomb kashas. The Rivam is the one who says that Shitas HaRivam, Misa L'Zeh, Umam L'Zeh, there's what? Is Chayav to pay. There's no Kimli Ramine here. What are the two bomb kashas against the Rivam? Who's going to tell me? Who's going to tell me the bomb kashas? Tosfos asked them. One is from Parshas Mishpatim and one is from the Mishnah Bava Kamma. And remember, who remembers Kimli Ramine? What was the source of Kimli Ramine? What happened exactly? Let's just chaz for a second. A guy is getting into a fight, smashes into a pregnant woman. He causes her a miscarry. So there's an automatic now chiv of mammon. What's the chiv of mammon? To pay for lados potentially, pay for the value of the children. There's a potential chiv to pay for lados. And that implementation of that chiv is going to depend upon what? Whether the woman what? Whether the woman dies or not. If the woman dies, you must sell dia. Then there's no chiv paying to pay lados. Comes Rabbeinu Tam and asks against the Rivam, wait a second. Who are you chayav misa to and who are you chayav mammon to? The chiv misa is to who? Who's the chiv misa to? To the woman. Who's the chiv mammon to? Who gets the chiv mammon for the pay lados? Kasha yashis alav ba'al ho'isha v'nasam v'lim. The money goes to the husband, doesn't go to her. Get the check on, you think it's a joint check account? No. Go to the husband's guy, she doesn't have a shech, she doesn't have a shir, she doesn't have a chelak b'chalon, did you all this? So, Frech Rabbeinu Tam, what are you telling me a story that there's no Kimli Ramine, which means that is Kimli Ramine. That's the model. That's the source of Chumash. Tosh Masav. Nobody went Chumash this week. Pashim Mishpatim. It's Thursday afternoon. If you didn't stop in Mavasedri yet, you're way behind the times. It's a long Pashim. A lot of Rashis. So Rabbi Natam asks, what are you talking about? The original Chiv of the Mevlodis. That's Kasha number one. What's the second bomb Kasha? What's the famous case, the most famous case of Kivin Rami? We said it about 100 times. The third paragraph of Kam. What is it? Not like I said, Godish B'Shabbos, not like I said, B'Ayis B'Shabbos. I burned down a guy's field, burned down a guy's house on Shabbos. Can you please explain to me who am I Chayav Misa to? To Ribbon Shalom. And who am I Chayav Mamon to? The Balabayas, Bala Godish. Can you please explain to me, according to the Rivam, why is this covered by Kivin Ramine? This is a Misa. I'm saying with trepidation, but Lazeh. Zeh Kaliv Yanveyu. It's the Chi of Misa to Ribbon Shalom, the Chi of Mamon to my friend or my enemy. The guy's house I burnt down. Why is that Kivin Ramine? These are really, really serious caches. How would you begin to deal with these caches? How does Tosis deal with these caches? So, putting aside Tosis for a second, really on his side, if you would have asked me, I wouldn't have been so bothered with the first kasha. You know why? Why would I not have been so bothered? I'll back there to tell me, why would I'm not going to lose any sleep over the first kasha. Why? Isha Gufo. There is Hanukkah. What is it? What is it? That's like very modern, you know, 2016. I would say like this. I would rephrase it like this. I would say, Yesh Lachkor. It's fine for Hakir. We haven't had a Hakir in at least 3 minutes. Yesh Lachkor. What's the nature of this din of the Beis Hamikdash? It's a very strange din. And let me describe this to you. You know, Hashem, married, and her, a few children. Let me explain to you what goes on, all right? The woman's pregnant. She's the one who can't sleep at night. She's the one who has morning sickness. She's the one who feels that she can't walk. She's the one who's got schlep to work. She's the one aches and pain. She's the one who's getting kicking inside Yom Valayla. The husband does, pardon the expression, absolutely nothing. Right? And then, Rahman Latzlan, the Chiv of the Mevlodis kicks in. He gets the money. Right? I could hear some people in today's world having some issues with the Pasha. Baruch Hashem, they didn't learn the Sukkot of Baba Kama yet, so they haven't figured out that the Mevlodis ain't fair. I mean, come on, Raisa, you know, if you had to think about things to complain about, I complain about the Mevlodis. So what's Pshat? So Yesh Ladun, what's the nature of this din of the Mevlodis? You can understand one of two ways. Either the fundamental chiv of the Mevlodis, avada goes to the mother. He's the Bailam. He's the Bailam. She's the Bailam on the Mevlodis. She's got the baby inside her. She's carrying this baby. It's hard to develop Vlodis. So why does the Torah say such a strange answer? It's almost based on principles that Allah almost like, I don't want to say, Ishtach HaGufa, that's like lighting there is Hanukkah. I don't want to say Mashachan Ishtach HaBailam, but it's a similar kind of a notion. Namely, the primary address of Mevlodis is the wife. But the check's going to be forwarded, the email's going to be forwarded to the husband. The husband's going to walk away with the cash, but the Chiyuz Mevlodis almost went through the wife, goes through the mother, and ends up by the father. That's one way conception of understanding Mevlodis. What's the other way of understanding Mevlodis? It doesn't go through the mother, it goes what? It goes right over her head. It's not fair! We'll discuss it next time we discuss amending the Torah, Chalila. So we'll discuss Mevlodis also. Okay, next time we vote on Mitzvah Sishas Mangroma, we'll vote on that also. So Rabbi Sai, the Mevlodis doesn't go through the mother, goes over the mother. That's the way it is. Kach nema halacha, go like kasha. Don't ask any kashas. The mother's no shaykhas, it's not hers, it's the father's kasha. If the Torah wanted to give it to the mother, would have given it to the mother. Baal Isha, that's just the way it is. One of those things. Lu Yitzuyer, the first shot would be correct, would take a sting out of the kasha a bit of time against the Rivam, right? Because if you can really tell me conceptually, at least, even though monetarily the check ultimately gets deposited in his account, but if you can tell me that the chiyuv is really klapei the woman, that would be really, really good vom, right? I would be really, really happy with the revom, right? Because basically what you're saying is that No. This is a misa umaman lechon lahinu hach. You have misa to the mother and you have mama to the mother. And at the end of the day, it gets deposited in his account. Well, everything else gets deposited in his account also. So that doesn't really bother me. So if we'd be right in that analysis, that the mefilatus goes through the mother, not over the mother, I would breathe a sigh of relief for the rivam. What would lead us even to believe that may be true? You know, it's a nice theoretical chakira, but is there any gemaras in Bava Kama, fifth parak, that's the place to look, that would lead us in that direction? So there is a din. What if you have a situation where there is no father? No father. That's not religion. There's got to be a father. So there's got to be someone's a father. And if the father's not alive, so there's got to be a who? Maybe a or somebody. Unless, the father was a what? Catch this one. A gershim makes me a yorshim. Listen to this. So now, you want creativity. You have a gershim makes me a yorshim, and his wife becomes the recipient of the mevlot. Who gets the money? Where does the money go to? That's what machlokes think about. So one day, which we seem to pass like, is that she gets the money. She gets the money. If there's no place to forward the money, then she gets the money. She deposits her account. What does that indicate for us? That may indicate to us that in our heart of hearts, who really always gets the mevlodis? It always goes to the mother. The only thing is that it goes from the mother via ends up at the father. The father's little account, his Yerushim's account, someone else's account. But in the absence of anybody else, Taka the mother, Taka walks away with the money. That halacha may indicate for us that the very nature of the mevlodis is always that way. If that's true, then the rivam is in very, very good ground, very, very good shape. So strangely enough, when Tosfos is trying to defend the rivam, they don't say this. This is our innovation. I mean, literally us, but you know, this is a potential creative answer. But the Rishonim don't say it. The Rivam doesn't respond to Rabbeinu Tam in that matter. Tosfos doesn't defend the Rivam based on this. Aye, but the Gemara Bava Kama says that in the absence of the father, then it goes to the mother. So what do you have to learn? For the fact that Tosfos by us didn't give this teretz, what do you see Tosfos learned? That the Mevlodis is almost a what? That's the exception to the rule. It means when there's no father, it goes to the mother. But when there's a father, then it doesn't go through the mother, it goes over the mother. But the fact that this would have been such a great teretz, it would have been the end of the year for Thursday, it would have been a great way to end the week, the revolt would have been on high ground again, and Tosfos didn't do it, Zebin Fendor, that Tosfos understood that Gemara Bavakama is Lomal Vamari, that Gemara doesn't shed any light on that discussion. Okay? Got it? Okay, great. So we built up a teretz, we knocked it down, that puts us back into the looking for another teretz. So we don't quite understand Mevlodos, we don't quite understand Malik Gadosh B'Shabbos. So comes Tosfos and solves both problems. How do they solve both problems? What's the emes teretz to Mevlodos? What's the emes teretz to Malik Gadosh B'Shabbos? Why, according to Rivam, are these covered by Kim Levi Ramine? So what does Tosfos say? Who says? Who knows? Who knows? Nobody sort of tells us says it. They're begufa isha. They're inside the mother's body. I mean, you can't deny the fact. The blood, right? To the placenta, right? They're getting the nutrients from the mother, right? The oxygen to the mother. Isn't that what's happening? Okay, good. Jump with your sister, right? That's what's happening, right? Okay. So, isn't that... Berman's sister is a famous, famous OBGYN. That's why I made that reference. So Rabbi Sait comes to us and says, the reason why the Mevlodis is not a kasha, it's because, oh, come on, they're inside the mother's body. Don't ask any silly kashas. And therefore, that's okay. That's good enough for Misa, Mamon Le'echad. Because the babies and the mothers, yeah, it's all the same entity. Uba Yerachima, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. I just said that doesn't say that. It's all one unit, one for all, war for one. Uber, Beguf, Haisha. I would say one thing to this Teretz and Tosfos. I would say, what's up with the baby? I also know the biology that the baby's inside the mother. I knew that before Tosfos. I mean, not really, but I knew that also. I also figured that out. What's up with anything? What's up with anything? I mean, it's nothing. What's up with anything? That's kasha number one. Okay, so Tosfos gave a test, we don't understand. Then Tosfos has the second kasha. I mal the Gadosh B'Shabbos gevalt kishrigin. How could there be kibbutz rabbi gebalt kibbutz B'Shabbos? Doesn't make any sense. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos, you misunderstood. The Rivam only said, mis l'zeh mam l'zeh, is chayev, if the zeh are both boss of Adam. But if the first zeh is the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a different game here, different league, different rules. The chi of misa to Rebbeinu Shalom, Kim the Ramani will apply. Takat will apply. And if I don't ask any cash, it's a mal together for Shabbos. The only Gemaras that we have that talk about misa zeh mazeh, when you talk about amchayev to the boy, to the velas, to the father, to the girl, that's when the sugyas of misa zeh mazeh kick in. But when the chiyav is chlape, Rebbeinu Shalom, the chiyav is for Shabbos. Shabbos is not called zeh mazeh. Then the whole sheet of the Rivan breaks down. We'll have another kasha to ask on this basis. What? Double question mark. Huh? This is Shvitayr over here. What do the words mean? I make the matters even worse for you, if I say. I make the kashas even stronger. We wanted to say Shvitayr as to what the Rivan was based on. What was the base of the Rivan? Who knows? No? We just said before that the whole Rivan Shita is working with the premise of what? The Rivan basically fundamentally holds Kimli Ramanei like who? Like the Ramban. And therefore, the check has to be made out to the right account. It's got to be deposited in the right place. If the Chi of Misa is deposited in Reuven, then putting the money to Shimon, so Shimon's got to get the money, not Reuven. So it's inconceivable to have a Misa Zeh Mamon Zeh. That was the son of the Rivan. You told me that. You quoted me. That's the problem of Misa Zeh Mamon Zeh. The reason why it's not covered by Kimli Ramanei is because of the Ramban. So I ask you, Rabbi Sai, this makes the Tosfos even more incomprehensible. Why in the world is the fact that biologically the uber is in the mother's body, how does that change it? I'm not interested in ubers, I'm not interested in biology, I'm interested in legal, I'm interested in chiyuvim, I want to know about bank account, I want to know tachlis. Where's the chiyuv to? If the chiyuv nisa is to the woman and the chiyuv mamon is to the father, the fact that the uber happens to right now be getting its nutrition from the mother, that's nice, that is true, but completely and totally irrelevant. So if we are correct, and that's shot in the Rivan, that you have to have the Misa at the moment ending up in the same place or else you missed the criteria of the Ramban, how in the world does the Ubergufa Isha make the slightest bit of difference? I don't understand the Shabbos story either. I don't understand the Shabbos story. When a person is put to death for Chil Shabbos, he's Chayav Misa to Shabbos, Chayav Misa to Rebosho, Chayav Misa to whatever you want to call it. But he owes a check to Reuven for the house that went up in flames. How is the chiyuv? No, that's different because that's the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's different. Hashem Aretz Amlo, Adam said, how is that different? What sense does that make? If the Ramban is the driving force behind the Shittas HaRivan, what sense does that make? What difference in the world does that make? So Rabbi say, it's these two kashas that lead us to the realization that we have to go a bit of drawing. We have to go back to the Shittas HaRivan. And we're not quite sure we understand why Misa Zeh Mamon Zeh is ultimately excluded from Kibbutz Ramanei. We thought we had a Mahalach of Ramban. We have to rethink, because if we really believe that the Rivan and the Ramban are mamash wedded to one another, then I don't understand these tirutzim. So these kashas are glaring kashas against the Rivan. Again, if you would have gone down the route that I liked at Mevlodis Teretz, I would have breathed a sigh of relief. I would have still been proud of Machlis Gadish, but I would have been able to hear the first Teretz. But Taisus didn't go that way. Taisus didn't accept what I said. I'm willing to revatle myself to Taisus. But the two mahalchim that Taisus does give to defend the Rivam are incomprehensible. If the Rivam is rooted in the Ramban. Which of course leads us to believe there must be another beer in the Shittas HaRivan. There must be some other engine that's driving this. Some other reason why Misa Zeh Mamon Zeh Chayav is not covered by Kibbutz Ramanei, not based on the Ramban. The Rabbeinu Tam, I think, is the Shittas. I think we're right in what we said last year, Rabbeinu Tam the Shittas. So, but I am not so convinced that the Rivan is really, really rooted in the Ramban. Because if he was rooted in the Ramban, I don't, frankly, don't understand either one of these two things.
The Uber, the Rufanisha, then you can understand this saying that the baby or the fetus is part of the woman. So just like you're breaking her arm, as you break a woman's arm, and that the money goes to her, then baby as being part of her.
But it doesn't, but at the end of the day, it doesn't go to her. It goes to the husband. It's not going to her. The reality, if you would have said my lumbus, I agree with you. If you agree with me, I agree with you. But Tosfos didn't say my lumbus. If they would have said my lumbus, that's what they mean. Kufa Isha, man. If they meant my lumbus, they would have quoted me. They would have said like I said. Okay, everybody say, a little chumash, a little different chizuk. little bit of tip recording.